1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
We got one of the funniest phone tap requests in a long time.
Oh, the request is funny.
Yeah, just the request from a guy named Ruben. And I can't wait to hear this one. I haven't heard it yet, but Ruben wanted us to play a prank on his buddy.
Yes.
Apparently, he's only been in his job for a few months and started dating a woman there that he worked with. And the other night, they were drinking. Mm. They came back to the office and started getting freaky in the stairwell.
Whoa!
I must have been looking for some privacy, but a security guard caught them. Took pictures of their IDs and then said he'd be getting in touch with HR. So Ruben told us his buddy's been freaking out because HR still hasn't called.
Oh, he's getting fired, bro.
Oh, no.
And that was until now.
That's right.
You're going to hear it in your phone tap.
Yes.
Right after this.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kelly calling from corporate HR. I'm looking to speak with Jared.
This is he.
Hi, Jared. How are you today?
I'm good. How can I help?
Well, I'm just calling because of the incident that happened in the office stairwell the other day.
So you heard about that?
Security did inform me of what happened.
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
We appreciate that, but as you know, we take these type of things very seriously.
I'm sorry. I promise you, this will never happen again.
Okay.
Never.
Let's just go through some things here, Jared. How long have you and Olivia been dating?
We've been dating a little over 2 months.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this since you're a newer employee, but we do have to file a coworker relationship agreement with the company.
Never heard of that before.
Well, I'm your helpful HR person, so I've already got that started for you. I just need a little more information.
Okay, like what?
Like what other activities you two have been up to at work.
What you mean activities? We're just working.
I'm just going to tell you that's not what I heard, and we're going to need to discuss some things.
What do you mean what you heard?
I'm talking about the cubicle area. You know what I'm talking about there? Little action.
No, I don't know about any action. That never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's not what she said.
She who? Nothing ever happened in the cubicle.
I'm talking about Olivia. I spoke with her about an hour ago. I think you're going to want to hear this because she admitted that you two did it in the cubicle area.
That's not true. That's a lie. I don't even know why she would even say that.
Oh, okay. Let me see here. Through the notes, it says she did it in the cubicle area. Oh.
Well, I know she didn't do it with me, so who did she do it with?
Yeah, I'm looking at the time on these notes that I have. This was definitely before you came aboard. Wow.
Okay. I knew it wasn't me.
Yeah, she's referencing some guy in sales named Sam. Do you know a Sam?
Yeah, I know Sam, but we're not friends.
Not friends, just doppelbangers, huh?
I don't know what it is.
Well, Sam sure does.
This is weird.
It doesn't matter. Okay, let's keep going down the list. How about the conference room?
I've never been in the conference room.
Well, that's weird, because she said she did it in the conference room 4 times with different people.
Well, it wasn't me.
Well, it must have been Sam and some others.
So what you're saying is my girlfriend has been doing it all over the office with other people?
I mean,
what are you saying?
I'm saying I really should have read these notes before I called
you. This is weird.
I apologize.
Wow, I can't believe this. My girlfriend's doing this with everybody. She's done this in the past.
Whoa, Sam, you should see the one about the break room here. This note here. Oh, my God. I
think I've heard enough. I don't want to hear about more of her expectations.
Huh. But it's like, how can you balance on a microwave? Much more flexible than when I was younger.
You got a lot of notes on her. She's done it on a microwave and everywhere else with everybody.
But she told you about all these things, right? This is it.
No, she did not.
She didn't.
We wouldn't have been dating 2 months if we were. That's a lot of doing everybody in the office.
Oh, I would definitely date her. She seems very talented.
I don't appreciate you having fun. Sound like you're really enjoying this. This is so shocking. I mean, how can I look these guys in the face?
She couldn't either. I mean, looking at the positions she described anyway, there's no way she could see anybody's face.
Wow, I am just blown away.
Me too.
Why are you laughing? This is not funny. My girl's been doing everybody.
It's pretty funny because this is actually a prank phone call.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, my real name's Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you, man.
No way.
Your buddy Ruben set you up. What? You know, he did tell us about the stairwell. He did. And he said that you've been freaking out, thinking the HR was going to call you any day.
You know what? I was freaking out. I'm sure they're going to call me, though. I'm sure they're going to call me a couple of days.
Okay, wait. Before you go, I have to ask one last question. Okay? You need to answer honestly. Did you hook up on my desk?
You're not from HR. You can't ask me any more questions.
I'm marking down yes.
Get the out of here.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.